Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to CBS News Roundup ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
First criminal trial of a former U.S. president begins in New York.
This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is.
Supreme Court okays Idaho's youth transgender care ban.
It refused to issue a universal injunction.
Rust movie armorer sentenced.
My heart aches for the Hutchins family and friends.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
And I'm Matt Piper at Manhattan Criminal Court in New York City. The first day of the first trial for Donald Trump is now in the books. The proceedings began with lawyers for both sides arguing over several aspects of the case, including what evidence should be admissible and what questions should be asked of potential jurors. Of the first batch of 96, nearly three quarters were dismissed, saying they could not be fair or impartial. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
It's about finding people who can put their preconceived biases and views aside.
Trump is charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records related to a hush money payment his attorney made to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. Outside of court, Trump said the case is an assault on America.
It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial.
The case is the first of the four criminal prosecutions against Trump to make it to trial. Jury selection in this one could take weeks. Jennifer?
In Baltimore, crews have recovered the body of a fourth construction worker at the Key Bridge collapse site. The U.S. Supreme Court allows Idaho to enforce its ban on gender-affirming care for transgender youth. Loyola Law School professor Lori Levinson.
The plaintiffs in this case will not be barred by Idaho law from getting the treatment they need. But that ruling doesn't apply to other people in Idaho. All it does is that says for these particular parties who are still trying their case in the lower court, they can get the medical care. But otherwise, this Idaho law is going to go into effect.
The White House says the U.S.'s position is that Israel will go it alone if it decides to hit back at Iran after weekend drone and missile launches. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby says of Israel's defense,
"This attack was defeated thanks to our preparations, to a coalition of committed partners, and to Israel's remarkable defensive systems."
The movie weapons supervisor on the set of Rust, Hannah Gutierrez-Reed, has been sentenced to a year and a half in prison for involuntary manslaughter in the fatal shooting of a cinematographer. Gutierrez-Reed had asked for probation.
The jury has found me in part at fault for this god-awful tragedy, but that doesn't make me a monster. That makes me human.
Now this.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Supreme Court hears arguments tomorrow on whether prosecutors stretched the law when they charged hundreds of rioters, including former President Trump, with obstruction in the January 6th attack. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This January 6th prosecution, 3 years and 3 months later, has more defendants than any crime in U.S. history. So what happens at the Supreme Court Tuesday is pivotal because it could impact truly hundreds of those defendants and jam up the court with challenges, early releases, appeals, and throws into question future cases.
Billy Joel chose Piano Man to wrap up his concert on CBS last night. And just like that, he was cut off and social media lit up. CBS Now says it was due to a network programming timing error and has apologized. Billy Joel, the 100th live at Madison Square Garden, will be rebroadcast in its entirety on CBS on April 19th at 9 p.m. Eastern and Pacific time. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup. Earlier today in Boston on ESPN.
And there is a new men's champion at the Boston Marathon. Cissé Lema, first to the tape after 26.2 miles.
Kenyan Helen Obiri is the first woman to win back-to-back in Boston since 2005. Authorities have confirmed the deaths of two Kansas women who disappeared on a trip to pick up children for a birthday party. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Two bodies were recovered in a rural area of the Oklahoma Panhandle a day after four people were charged with murder and kidnapping in the case. Texas County, Oklahoma Sheriff Matt Boley.
We gained a little bit of information that we felt this wasn't a random. We felt that with some of the information coming in that it was more targeted.
Authorities say 27-year-old Veronica Butler and 39-year-old Jillian Kelly of Hugoton, Kansas, were driving through the Oklahoma Panhandle to pick up Butler's children for a March 30th birthday party in Kansas.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
5 years ago today, a fire heavily damaged Notre Dame in Paris. An American carpenter is among those rebuilding it. CBS's Elaine Cobb.
14 months ago, Hank Silver shut up his small carpentry business in Massachusetts and flew to France for a once-in-a-millennium opportunity.
It's such an unbelievable experience.
Silver is helping rebuild the roof of Notre Dame. He's one of hundreds of artisans skilled in the traditional building methods needed for the restoration.
And so impressive, honestly, to just see the level of skill that everyone's bringing to this project.
Notre Dame is due to reopen to the public in December. Elaine Cobb, CBS News, Paris.
We increased our spending pace in March at a better-than-expected pace from the previous month. The Commerce Department reports retail sales surged 0.7% in March. That's the World News Roundup Late Edition for Monday, April 15, 2024. I'm Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you, like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.